morning, everybody. This is WTBR's Morning Drive. My name is Bill Sturgeon. I am going to be with you for about 50 minutes this morning. And I have a guest with me, and I think the world of this lady. I really do. She inherited RSVP, and I use the word inherited, not her. And it needed a lot of work. And I know that because I used to be on the board there. And she has taken over and really breathed a whole new life into it. And I couldn't be happier for the organization and her. So her name is Lisa Torrey. She is a wonderful lady. And Lisa, good morning, and thank you. And I mean this from my heart, for all that you do for RSVP and all of us that are part of RSVP.
Oh, thank you, Bill. That was so nice to hear that warm welcome. You all do a lot for me, too. You know, I was thinking about this on the way into work this morning, you know, thinking about meeting with you. And I'm just so grateful for the opportunity that I have here at RSVP. And I'm so grateful to every single one of my volunteers.
Oh, they're unbelievable.
They really are. They inspire me daily to do the work that I do. So,
and the thing too is, I want the viewers and listeners to understand, RSVP, Retired Senior Volunteer Program. They volunteer at all kinds of venues, even to include City Hall. A guy that I went to school with, he looks a lot older than I am, but we went to school together. He's faithful. Scott, and there's just so many wonderful people who volunteer at organizations that couldn't afford to hire help.
Yes.
The theater during the summer and all year, actually, in various places throughout the community, not-for-profits who need help. And it's a wonderful organization. And Lisa is, like I said, it was kind of like Lisa's brought air back into it. And I just can't say enough for somebody who works as hard as you do to do that. And your entire staff. It's a treat to go in there now. It didn't always be that way.
Yeah. We have a good team here at RSVP. You know, the staff is wonderful. You know, it's teamwork. You know, they are just as, you know, inspired by the volunteers as I am. They believe in the mission, and I think that that makes all the difference.
It does.
Yeah. Yeah.
It absolutely does. The way I look at the way you do business and the way that you are so focused and you're constantly trying to better, not just coast. You try every day you come in, and that's part of your personality. And you do a great job. And if we can help in any way, I mean, I've always, well, with the exception of one little block there, always had RSVP on because I believe in them.
Yeah, well, I really do appreciate that, Bill, and I really appreciate you having me on and you know, to talk about RSVP.
Yeah.
I have to say that you have inspired me. I actually am training to produce my own podcast.
There you go.
Yeah, it's RSVP's Community in Action. So it's in the works. I actually just learned how to work the board and
oh yeah,
and do some of those behind the scene things to make it happen. And we're gearing up to do a mock show. So our first show will be with PCTV. So stay tuned for that. I figured that's the path of least resistance.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's good that you're doing this, and I would encourage, I don't know how they feel, but I would encourage more groups to get the word out about yourself, really and truly. There's so many organizations today, it's unbelievable.
Well, that's and you know what? And that was kind of the premise for the program. For the podcast is to have some of our stations, which for those of you listening that don't know what a station is in my little RSVP lingo, the stations are the nonprofits, proprietary healthcare agencies, and local government agencies that we partner with and that we send volunteers to and support them in their work and their missions. So I felt it was important to do the podcast, to have the station manager come on to the show, talk about what their agency does for the community. I'm always inspired by the work that's being done in the community by
Right.
some of these agencies. Recently, we had Elder Services in here, talking to volunteers about some of the services that are offered for seniors.
Yeah.
And I found that to be very knowledgeable for myself because I wasn't
Yeah.
aware of all the services that they offered. And then they talked about the volunteers and the volunteer jobs that they have that are available. And so that was really educational for the seniors here. It was educational in the sense twofold
Yeah.
that some of the services that they're offering they didn't know about that they could benefit from, but
Sure.
also to know what volunteer opportunities there are. And Elder Services is one of our stations that we do partner with. So you can be an RSVP volunteer and be volunteering at Elder Services if that's what floats your boat and inspires you. And it would for a lot of people. Like,
Yeah.
there were some volunteer jobs that were like, oh, that sounds really cool. That sounds like something
Yeah.
I would like to do, So.
And I think too, we saw it in especially the senior center. Excuse me. We saw it during COVID. A lot of folks live alone or live in the, in Columbia Arms or places like that. And the isolation. Sometimes I was reading an article, especially for my age people. Socialization is huge. So you give people an opportunity to do something constructive for whatever their time frame is. And that to me is the crucial piece. I can only afford an afternoon on Thursdays. Okay. Right. And that's what I think makes you guys so strong, in my opinion, is that you can fill that void. And I'm so happy that you're connecting with seniors at the senior center. And to do that, that to me is brilliant on your part, really.
So and I like to make our office especially a welcoming place for the seniors to come. Whether it is that we don't really have a lot going on in the office, we generally have volunteers that are in here, chit-chatting and and hanging out. But we also provide a lot of workshops and opportunities within the office for the volunteers to be
Yeah.
involved in. And it's an opportunity for them to come in and, as you're saying, socialize.
Yeah.
Which is so important when you're a senior. It's also important for us, the staff, to be engaged with the volunteers, for the volunteers to recognize that they are part of RSVP, even
Yep.
though their job might be at Elder Services or might be with Pittsfield Beautiful or at PCTV or wherever they are volunteering in the community, that they are still part of this big picture. This big piece of the pie, which is RSVP.
Yeah. And also, Lisa, too, when you think back, and I have to, it's something just jumped into my mind. And that's unusual because my mind's really not been jumping a long time. You guys, you had a big party planned yesterday and the storm ended that.
Yes.
Yeah. Do you want to announce on air when the next
I
one is?
absolutely would love to
I
announce
had a note there and I just saw it.
that. Yes. So we had a quarter four birthday party, which this particular group of volunteers is dear to me because my birthday is in quarter four as well. So
Wow.
yes. So we had the birthday party planned for December 2nd, and obviously we had a big snowstorm. We had to cancel it. And that makes me so sad because we always have a good time with our volunteers when they
Oh.
come in for their birthday. But we did reschedule it for December 16th, which happens to be my birthday. So I'm excited I get to celebrate my volunteers and my birthday at the same time. And that is from 1 to 3 at RSVP. We have a lot going on this month. We have a holiday wreath making planned for December 5th.
Oh, wow.
Yes. So we had some holiday ribbon that was donated to us. And we were very fortunate to get it. And I thought, what are we going to do with this ribbon? And so we are making ribbon wreaths on December 5th with the volunteers. Then let's see, we have. The mayor's corner.
Yeah.
The mayor will be back in here on Tuesday, December 9th, and that's from 1 to 2:30.
Wow.
That was wildly successful in September when he came in. For anybody that lives in Pittsfield, and even if you don't, it's a good opportunity to find out what's going on in
Yeah.
Pittsfield. He's very candid. It's, you know, it's a
The
time.
mayor, candid, come on.
Yes. Yeah, you know, he and I have an ongoing thing with each other because he says I'm too serious.
Yeah.
But you know, and he does like to joke around a lot. So I enjoy that about him. And then we have our annual holiday gathering coming up on December 12th. And that is from 1 to 3 p.m. So that is also become a very
Yes. One
hot
time.
event that we have
Yeah.
in the office. Everyone loves it. We have quite a number of volunteers signed up, so you do have to RSVP for all of these events.
Yeah.
You know, no pun intended, RSVP, because my RSVP means retired and senior volunteer program for those of you
Right.
who are listening. And let's see, I think that's what we have coming up in December. And then, of course, the birthday party on December 16th,
Right.
which is very exciting. So.
And I can also tell you that I don't go in there to the office that often, but I've never been in there when there hasn't been something going on.
Yeah.
Really, I mean, it's alive. I can remember when Sheila w was doing it, and it was exciting. And people were in and out, and people would sometimes just stop in and say hi to the staff. And I think you have brought that back. You have opened a door that some people thought was closed.
Definitely have. And you know what I have noticed too is last week, for instance, we had five volunteers on one day, five new volunteers come in to sign up to become a volunteer
That's
RSVP.
wonderful.
So you know the word is out on the street. to
Yeah.
come here and join, and we're so happy to have these people come in and join, and usually people are plugging right into
Yeah.
a volunteer opportunity within the community. So we're happy to support the community in this way. You know, it does give me a lot of pride to be doing the work that I am doing in the community because I know it helps. You know, make things easier here in our community.
Yeah, and again, it builds the community. It enhances some of the not-for-profit organizations that are desperate for help, and they welcome the volunteers with open arms, and they really do.
Yes, they really do. You know, we have some new stations that have joined us. We've had volunteers in medicine that has
Oh.
joined us recently, so I'm excited about that. I'm excited to support their mission. Berkshire County ARC has joined, which I'm also very excited about them joining and supporting their mission. I think that's
Yeah.
great. We do have some exciting opportunities, for our volunteers to get involved with. We've had Roots, Dreams, and Mustard Seeds join us recently.
What is it again?
Roots, Dreams, and Mustard Seeds,
What is that?
they're on Fenn Street.
Oh.
So it's just kind of like a co-op of,
Oh.
so like they have a food pantry there.
Oh.
They have a kitchen where a chef can come in and use their kitchen and use their facilities on Penn Street. So it's kind of a neat organization.
I love the name.
So we had them join us recently. And I do have to give a shout out to Pittsfield Beautiful because I happened to see yesterday that they decorated around City Hall. And
Oh, wow.
yeah, for the holidays, and it's just it is gorgeous. So if you're happen to be in downtown Pittsfield and you drive by City Hall, know that those are all volunteers that do that work,
Oh, cool.
putting
Yeah.
decorations together in the planters. So
And in the summer, folks, all the pots on North Street and other places, East Street and West Street, all the flowers that you see, that's all Pittsfield Beautiful. It really and truly is. And I know people who have dedicated hours upon hours to being in Pittsfield Beautiful.
yeah,
And it does enhance our city and it makes it look beautiful.
it really does. They did a really nice job. So we have so much.
But you see, this is why I do this, and I have to go back just a minute and say thank you for producing your own program. That to me, that makes me feel good that you see the worth of that. But one of the reasons that I do this show is because there's so many wonderful things in Pittsfield that when I first started on another station, I started doing because all we heard was negative, 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 and it drove me nuts. And by now, you and there know me going nuts is not an overnight trip. So I said we have to do something that in informational, educational, and a few laughs along the way. That's my broadcast theory. And
It's
what you're
wonderful.
doing, well, but what you're doing, see, I'm so happy to hear people are coming in, you know.
It's been really great. I mean, my board is we're the board is stacked. Like we don't have any openings right now for
Beautiful.
board members because we have enough. Everybody on the board is dedicated to the mission of RSVP. We all get along really well. It's great. It's productive. So I'm happy. The board president is wonderful. We have Beth Wallace as our president,
She's a
and
wonderful lady. Wonderful. Beautiful.
truly
Beautiful
is.
person.
Yes, absolutely. She does an amazing job chairing the board. And I'm very appreciative, of everything that she does for RSVP and to support me as the director here. So
Yeah.
we're in a good place. We did just receive word from AmeriCorps. We've kind of been holding out, waiting on instructions to do the continuation
Yeah.
for our grant cycle. And typically that would have been turned in September. And here we are in December. And we finally did get instructions on funding for
Okay.
our funding starts April
Personal.
1st with the federal government. So that's good news. We're happy about it. So I'm going to be working on that in the midst of the holidays and all the other things going on.
Yeah.
You
Jingle bells. Jingle
know.
bell, jingle bell, yeah.
Get a grant in. So like I said, there's a lot going on at RSVP. Including our transportation program. I always like to put that out there.
Please do. That is so wonderful. It
Yeah,
really is.
that's our signature program, meaning that RSVP not only provides volunteers to it, but we operate it right out of our office. The transportation program, we have two of them. We have the van transportation program. The van is owned by the city of Pittsfield and driven by RSVP volunteers. The
Yep.
van takes people daily to medical appointments for free. But you have to be a resident of Pittsfield, and you have to be able to self-assist, meaning you have to be able to get in and out of the van on your own accord. So that's a free ride service. We do require 48 hours of notice to book a ride in the van. And we also take people to volunteer jobs and to social engagement. So by social engagement, that means like if you wanted to go to the senior center to take a class or sit and hang out or have lunch, that we could arrange for the van to bring you there. Then we also have our Wheels for Wellness program. So that we work in conjunction with Berkshire Community Action Council. They help to fund the software that we use to book our rides for the program. They help with mileage reimbursement for the volunteers that work for that program, and they help with advertising for that program. But that program has enabled us to take the medical ride transportation program and help everybody in the community, meaning everybody in Berkshire County, get a ride for free to a medical appointment. And again, that's 48 hours of notice that we require, at least bare minimum for that program. And those are volunteers that drive their own vehicles to bring people to medical appointments. And that's Monday through Friday. Again, you have to be able to self-assist, meaning that you have to be able to get in and out of the vehicle on your own. The volunteers are not trained to do to help you.
Yeah.
And we average between the two, we average around 3,000 rides a year that we're giving between the two
Wow.
programs. Yes.
Wow. That
Yeah.
to me, that's well, I've always loved what your trans, and now the one that I am familiar with because of people that I know who have used it. And that is the Phelps Cancer Center.
Yes. Yeah, the van is in and out of there daily. And so are
Yeah.
the volunteers that are driving their own vehicles for Wheels for Wellness. Typically we're in and out of the MAC building multiple times a day. 66 Wacona Street is something
Yeah.
that surfaces right to the top. 71 Hospital Avenue in North Adams, which is North Adams Hospital. We're in and out of there multiple times. And we did shut the program down yesterday for the inclement weather that we had on Tuesday the 2nd, which is the first time in a long time that I've canceled services, but
Oh, it was awful.
it was awful.
And I'm not I'll give you a dollar for every person who showed up for their appointment yesterday,
Yeah.
because and I think doctors' offices know that. But I do want to say too, I don't know how to phrase this nicely, so I'll do it the Bill way, where none of us are getting any younger. So for the people who are my age and stuff, why not think ahead and book the van? Why? I see so many people, oh, I have to drive. why?
Yeah,
I'm gonna reach.
now.
I'll say this on the air. I'm going to be reaching a point where I'll be calling.
Yeah, no, that's good. I'm glad you will be because
Yeah.
that's what it's for. It's really for what we refer to as aging in place. And we know living in Berkshire County that it
Yeah.
is difficult to get around without transportation. You
Yeah.
really need to have transportation, and the van service is pretty reliable.
Yes.
I very rarely will cancel, just because I know, like, especially Berkshire Eye Center, they're booking way out. And
Oh.
I know that.
Yeah.
I know a lot of times those appointments are really difficult to get for people, and they really need them, especially elderly
Right.
people, who might be going in there and getting injections in their eyes and things that they really need to have
Oh,
done.
yeah.
So I get it. Same with the foot clinic, Dr. Bravo's office.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Those appointments are hard to get. So those are things that I'm familiar with, and so that's why I hate to
Yeah.
ever have to cancel. But for the safety of the volunteers yesterday, it really was, and the safety of the passengers, it just really needed to be done. So.
I concur 200% with you because, and it's just to say, walking yesterday was abysmal. And the last thing any of us seniors need to do is fall and break a hip or
Oh,
any other bone
for sure.
in our body. So that's why I promote this because I want people to use it. Because I have not met one person, not one, that has had a bad word to say about the van, the transportation unit.
Yeah, the volunteers, we're really lucky. We have a
Yeah.
whole new, basically a whole new batch of volunteers that are driving the van now. We have a couple drivers that have been doing it for a while, but we had a rotation that
Yeah.
happened here. And sometimes that does happen, and they're new van drivers. And when they come in from a ride and they talk about, how meaningful the conversations are with the passengers and
Yeah.
how they've gotten to know some of our clients, it really touches my heart. It
Sure.
really does, because they really genuinely care about what they're doing and the clients
That's
that they're
right.
bringing. So it is nice to see those relationships form. And that also happens on the Wheels for Wellness side too. Of course, we don't see those drivers as much as we see the drivers that are coming in every day to pick
Right.
up for the van and take the van out on the road. But still, we're in touch with those drivers via the phone. I have drivers that are in South County. I have drivers that are in North County. So.
That's how you've expanded it, Lisa. And let me say that. That's how Lisa, with her vision, her foresight, her management, you've enhanced it. And I just have to, well, I think of it. I had to go to North Adams Hospital for a test. Oh my God, that is, if you ever went to the top of North Adams Hospital, you'd be in heaven, hands reach of heaven. I mean, and that's as close as I'm going to get. But I really, folks, think about, and sometimes they have to schedule you in North Adams, or you'll wait for 2 months and you can't wait. Think about, well, I don't want to, I can't drive or what. Call Lisa, call there, call RSVP. She'll give you the telephone numbers and say, listen, I have an appointment on such and such a day in North Adams or BMC, and I don't want to drive. They'll help you out, but you've got to be active too. Let me put the burden on you. You must call them at least 48 hours in advance.
Yes. Yep. And the
72 would be better. I said that.
I mean, I always tell people, if you know that you have a doctor's appointment coming up and it's a month out, please give us a call so we can get you in the
Yeah.
schedule. Because the van does book up, and sometimes If you've grown up in Pittsfield or you live in Pittsfield now, you know that it's next to impossible to get from like Upper North Street to, out on Outer William Street
Yeah.
back across town in a 15-minute increment. It just does not happen.
It's all, yeah, that's
Because
right.
it's really logistics and trying to fit people into the schedule, and the van does book up.
Yeah.
It's interesting because when I run statistics, there's certain days of the week that, both programs are more heavily utilized than
Yeah, I
others.
think
I
so.
don't know if the doctors are just taking the
No, that's what I think happens.
day off or what happens, but
I think Boosties is a huge day.
yes, it is.
I have to go to a pulmonary rehab on Tuesdays, and I must tell you, when you get your, I try to get there half an hour to find a parking space, that so I don't have to walk a mile. We're gonna have to take a quick break. I am here with Lisa Torrey. She is the executive director of RSVP in Pittsfield, Berkshire County, actually. And in case you're just tuning in, I think the world of her. What she has done with this organization, she has opened its door, she's opened its wings. So I think the world of her, and I hope you will too. And take advantage of it. And if you're just retired and you're saying not having a little bit of an adjustment problem, call her. She can get you an RSVP position that fits your schedule. And that's the key. It's not a part, it's kind of a part-time job as far as commitment, but it's not a, you set the commitment. Is that pretty safe to say?
That is safe to say, yes. Yep.
We'll be right back. And this is WTBR 89.7 FM on your radio dial. We are simulcasting on PCTV channel 1301. And Lisa is RSVP of Berkshire County, and we are broadcasting in the Southern Berkshire at 88.1 FM. How about that, folks? We'll be right back. Thank you for listening. Stay tuned.
Stay tuned for more Morning Drive here on WTBR FM.
Hey, it's Sean from WTBR FM. Whether you just found this station for the first time or you've been listening for years, you might not know everything about WTBR-FM. Want to find out more? It's easy. Just go to WTBRFM.com. You can find full programming schedules, listen to the station anywhere in the world, subscribe to our podcasts, and even learn to create a program of your own. And of course, donate to the station. That's WTBRFM.com. Check it out today.
Greetings, this is John Pollock, host of The Jazz Train, which comes your way every Saturday night from 10 to 11:30. The Jazz Train generally features music recorded on a particular calendar date in years past and provides relevant commentary and discographical details. So why not join me for a ride on The Jazz Train for a weekly musical adventure, coming to you on 89.7 WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio.
You have chosen wisely.
WTBR. And now back to the Morning Drive on WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio.
All right, we are back. That lady you see there, her name is Lisa Torrey. Lisa Torrey is the executive director of RSVP Berkshire County. And I like to call her a friend because I never met Lisa other, but she used to work for the VA rep here, Jim Clark. But then she took over this position. And I used to be on the board there and I saw how it kind of just lost its steam. Well, then Lisa took over and boom, the steam was back, batting down the hatches. What a lady of, she has vision, she has management skills, she has the ability to work out details to make things happen. And so what she's done over the her tenure there is nothing short, in my opinion, nothing short of other than amazing. So, Lisa, I thank you for every minute you put into that place.
Oh, thank you so much, Bill. That means a lot. It's hard as the director sometimes to sit here and, especially this past year has been very challenging with everything that's going on in the federal government.
Really? Where's my surprise face?
And so sometimes it is hard to sit here and,
Yeah.
think positively of anything that's going on, but I've tried to continue to stay the course, and focus on things that are in my control and not the
Yeah.
things that are outside of my
Yeah.
control. I also got myself a puppy this year, which helps with stress management.
Yeah.
He's very cute. I post a lot of him on my social media and also on the RSVP page. He's affectionately referred to as the RSVP puppy.
Good.
He makes everybody happy when he comes in here, and he does come in here quite a bit. The volunteers are always so happy to have him here and love on him. He loves everybody, so it's great. This year has probably been one of our most challenging years since I took over, aside from the first year of my directorship. this one definitely took the cake, but I'm happy we're finishing strong, and I feel like RSVP is stronger than ever. Our
Oh, I think
RSVP
it is, yeah.
is very strong.
Yep.
We have over 400 members of RSVP at this moment in
Wow.
time. The last statistics I ran, we have 327 active volunteers right now, so that's
Wow.
pretty significant.
Yeah.
And by active, that means they have a job and have hours that they are putting in every month. So that's active. We are really in a good place. And as I said, we have people coming in all the time to sign up to volunteer. And one thing I want to put out there is we don't hound people. So if you join and you're a snowbird and you take off for the winter time, and you say I can't volunteer for 6 months out of the year, we're not going to hound you. You have to do this many hours, and you have to do. We are not like that. Is not what this is about.
No.
As you pointed out, and I think it's important to point this out, is that your volunteerism and your time is what you make of it. And we have, fortunately, so many nonprofits and proprietary healthcare agencies and local government agencies that we are partnered with that have different opportunities and
Yeah.
different time frames. And some jobs have a lot of autonomy to them. I mean, I will be honest. I know just speaking from being my own station manager here at RSVP that the Wheels for Wellness job holds a lot of autonomy.
Yeah.
And I always point that out to people that are looking exactly for that particular role. The autonomy meaning that you can be like, hey, this person needs a ride. It's a couple hours on Tuesday or Wednesday that they need this ride. I can do that. I have time that day to jump in and do that. And
Okay. Yeah,
maybe that day you don't have
exactly.
time. It's not, it is what you make of it. So.
Yeah. And you also will build up a camaraderie with the place you're volunteering, and it and you can work out deals. I mean, with that person and Lisa, let me phrase this. Once you agree to a time and a schedule, then it has the commitment of a part-time job. But it's your schedule and you set the schedule, you make the commitment. And I would say, and I don't want to speak for Lisa, but if something in your life happens where you have to change that, you get a hold of Lisa and you're your station, and you try to work it out. And if you can't, at least you'll find you another station.
Yeah, it's that simple.
Yeah.
It really is. I mean, we are here to support the volunteers and, you know, our seniors. We're also here to support our stations. And I'm trying to drive that point home to the stations as well. Like, we're here to help them. So whether that be that they need volunteers, you know, for a one and done type of event or whatever that happens to be,
yeah,
we're here to support them. But I've also wanted to extend that to the stations, that we're also here to support them in the sense when we have, you know, something going on here at RSVP that they could benefit from. For instance, we've had a lot of AI presentations recently. I have opened up those presentations to our station managers.
Oh, that is cool.
Yes, so that they can come and benefit from some of those types of events as well. You know, and just looking for ways to kind of support them, because other than just with the volunteers, because that's what we're here to do.
I just encourage people, because what I find volunteering, you get more out of it than you put into it. Trust me, I've been volunteering to do this program now for, I don't know, 7 years, this particular program, but radio, probably 10, 11, 12 years, simply because I wanted to get the message out about Pittsfield, about Berkshire County. And, you know, I enjoy it because there's so many positive things. And I'm a person who doesn't like to dwell on the negative. We all have negatives.
Some days are harder than others. And, you know, I mean, I think you're 100% correct. I think there's a lot to be grateful for in Berkshire County. You know, and that's what I choose to look for, is, you know, what do I have to be thankful for today? And certainly, you know, being surrounded by the volunteers helps me to put that into perspective a lot.
Yeah. And you got a great staff.
Yes. Yeah. Diane Monteroso is our volunteer coordinator.
Yep. She's, and a good one.
She is really good at what she does. You know, she's been doing it since 2019. So she was here a little bit before I came on board. She really does know her stuff. and she's really good at what she does. And then Sherry Reardon is my administrative assistant. She's a great admin. She's very supportive of the volunteers. She's exactly the support person that I need to get my job done. So, you know, and like I said, we really do function as a team here at RSVP. I'm not the type of director that's afraid to roll up my sleeves and jump in when I need to jump in, you know, and cross train on different things that maybe I'm not familiar with that Diane does, and vice versa. I'm very transparent when it comes to, you know, what's going on with the city, what's going on with AmeriCorps seniors. So it, you know, it just works well.
And in your, you have a wide focus in that you have to look at the whole county.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I think I think you should take credit for how you have done that. I mean, it's one thing to focus on Pittsfield, but you have to go from border to border. You know, Vermont to Connecticut and Mass to New York.
That's challenging because, you know our county, the way it's set up, and there's no Interstate 91 that runs through the center of it. So it's not easy to get from point A to point B. It takes time. And so I found that's one of the challenges of being the director of RSVP.
Yeah.
You know, I can't be in North County. I can't be in South County. every day. Even once a month is difficult,
Yeah.
but to have people that I can network with, that's the key to the success of being in one of those areas, because
Yeah.
I'm not there, so I need to have people that I can rely on. And I've got to give a shout out to Patty Messina, because she is fantastic
Is
with
she terrific
RFRP
or what?
United Way. Yeah, she really is good.
I think the world of her. She is just a beautiful person, a get it done kind of person, but get it done with a rose kind of thing, you know?
Yeah.
Oh
And
yeah,
she and I go way back to KV Toys, which is
do
the
you?
same
Yeah.
with Sheila Marinero and myself, and even
Yeah.
I have Lorraine Morassi serving on my board. We go
Another.
way back to KV Toys, and I'm really kind of aging myself there, but that was like one of my first jobs out of college, was working for KV Toys. And that was on 100 West Street, and
Yeah.
so that goes way back to the late 90s that I've known these people. So it is really nice to continue to work alongside them. We have quite a few transplants here within the city from KB Toys as well.
Oh, yes, you do.
So it's nice to see that people have landed on their feet, and we still have this incredible bond that
Yeah.
we share from KB Toys and that experience on West Street. So,
Well, the people you've mentioned, excuse me, the people you've mentioned, all of whom I know, they're all just wonderful people. And maybe your manage all of your management skills and all of the learning that you have emanated from KB Toy because that's the way they ran it.
it's interesting because it is like a small family
Oh,
still.
yeah.
We still have get-togethers. We had a reunion recently that we all took in. I think there was probably about 150 people that were
Wow.
crammed into Patrick's. So,
You gotta be crammed into a place. That's a good
there was a lot of us there. It was nice to see everybody, and it's also a good networking opportunity.
Sure. Lisa, again, I want you to, if you don't mind, repeat what you have going on this month before we have to dust.
Sure. So we have our quarter four birthday party, which has been rescheduled to December 16th. And that's from 1 to 3. We have our holiday wreath making, which is Friday, December 5th, from 1 to 3. You do have to register for that. You can do so by calling 499-9345, or stopping in at 16 Bartlett Avenue, which is where our office is located. We also have the Mayor's Corner coming up December 9th. That's Tuesday, from 1 to 2:30. Again, we invite you to join us, but we do require that you RSVP first, just so that we can make sure that we have enough chairs set out for everybody to sit in comfortably. We also have our holiday gathering coming up from 1 to 3 p.m. on December 12th. That's Friday, December 12th. That's really a fun time. That we have. There's food, and usually Santa stops by, and
Wow.
it's fun. So, and then again, we do have the quarter four birthday party December 16th, and that's celebrating October through December birthdays.
And again, not to repeat myself, but I do anyhow. This is a wonderful group. If you have time, I kind of went through a transition when I retired. Let me just be blunt. It's not easy to retire if you've enjoyed working. I enjoyed working and I had a wonderful life all over the world. But I had a tough time. How many times can you watch Jerry Springer reruns? I mean, really, you start acting like Jerry Springer. So I found, and why I was on the RSVP board was because I needed something. Because if you just stop, I don't think it's healthy for you.
It definitely is not healthy. I mean, there's been studies done. When you're retired, you really need to stay active. That's what keeps you healthy. That mind, body, spirit, that's what keeps you healthy. I know we've talked about Trudy, who's our volunteer that's been with us the longest at this point, 35 years of volunteering for RSVP, and she's 99 years old, and she's still volunteering, and the woman is as sharp as a tack. Like,
Well, I do
she
think that
really
helps.
is.
No, I'm a firm believer in that, Lisa. If you can't keep this Geschnodel working, then it's gonna just shut down, and that's why I do a lot of what I do it, or have been able to do so.
And really, it is a pleasure to work with seniors because they just have so much knowledge and experience. It's not like, oh, you retired and now you're not worth anything anymore. You are worth so much to the community, so much.
The knowledge, the life experience, in the business world they call it institutional memory. And I wish I could find mine, but if I go, let you know, my institutional memory, I can't find my regular memory. Lisa Torrey, I can't thank you enough. I can't support RSVP enough. Folks, while you have this opportunity, right after the holidays, I don't try doing anything now except enjoying all that Lisa told you about. Just go and stop in there. Lisa, tell them how to get in the best way. It's the backside of the library, which
Of the library, our office is located right next to the children's department on the Bartlett Ave side of the library. You can park right in the parking lot or on Bartlett Avenue to come to us, 16 Bartlett Avenue, or you can give us a call, 499-9345. We'd be happy to hear from you.
To everybody, God bless. And today, lift somebody up. Don't put somebody down. We're all in this together. We need each other, really. Be strong. Nothing to be kind. Cost nothing. God bless everybody. Thanks, Lisa. Say hi to the old guy for me.
I will. Thanks, Bill.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Bye.
Keep on.